Week 3 in the Palisades didn't disappoint. The Dodgers, Brewers, and Cardinals all picked up a pair of wins. The game of the week between the Brewers and Padres was watched by over 4,900 viewers. And once again, the rain held out. The Royals and Giants started the day with a two-game set. The Giants down by 3 rallied in the fourth, and Dave Fisher came through for the Giants with the big hit. Here's Bumpy Martinez with Dave Fisher.
Okay, I'm here with Dave Fisher of the Giants. You guys fell behind game one, and then you guys came back. 3-run homer, was it, by you?
Grand slam.
Grand slam.
Bottom four.
Yeah, I thank God we won the second game, because I was going to ask someone else to do it, because that just took, I swear to God, it took the air out of me so bad. I said to myself, I can't even think of myself of doing this interview. But we got lucky, but... that was a big at-bat. Ollie lost the zone a little bit. What was going through your mind when you went up to bat?
I was waiting for him to throw a slider over the plate. You know, he's been tough all day. He's a good pitcher, tough to hit.
So you sit in one spot, one pitch, and you got it?
Yeah, it was. I just kind of got lucky. He hit the bat, I think.
Well, it went a long way. How's your arm feeling? You feeling
good,
all right?
Yeah, you know, I'm old, so 4 innings is about the max is what I can do effectively.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
In the second game of the series, Oliver Avalon would take the carpet again for the Royals and would go against last year's Cy Young, Ryan McElrath. It was a pitcher's duel until the Royals' Freddy Gonzalez came to the plate in the bottom of the fourth.
I'm here with Freddy Gonzalez, a slugger from the Royals. Freddie made it to the game, thank God, today. You had the big hit in game two. How do you feel? You got that big home run off of one of the best pitchers in the league.
Well, basically, I was just locked in one pitch, one spot, and he gave it to me.
Sweet home run, man.
And luckily, we got the win. Thank God for Ollie.
But what were you looking for specifically?
Screwball, lowing in.
Lowing in?
Yeah. And I just threw my hands out, and it luckily went over the fence.
Did anything during your previous at-bats make you feel like this is the pitch I got to sit on?
Basically, the last at-bat, he threw me a screwball. I just looked at it. He struck me out looking. So that's exactly the pitch I looked for the next at-bat.
You think he's coming back with it, and you sat on it? All right. Well, great. Thank God you got that home run for us, and then you got us that win for the Gonzalez.
Up next, Dodgers, Pirates. And the Dodgers just keep rolling, taking the first game 1-0 and the second 14-0. I talked to Bo Machinsky. Here's what he had to say about the series. Bo, take me through the Dodgers' day today.
Dodgers' day, game one facing Michael Wiener. He was throwing very well. His arm didn't seem to hurt, but he made one mistake, I believe, to Tim Trenary, and then Tim basically bullhorned the game and pitched like Tim can and racked up, I think, his 59th career win. He was talking on the mound. I said, "Who's counting?" He said, "I am." And I said, "I knew we were in pretty decent hands when that happened." And, well, we won 1-0, I think, that game. And then the second game, their Achilles heel is they have pitching depth, but if it's not producing, it's not healthy, and it doesn't want to be on the mound, then it doesn't do much good. And DK's arm's pretty seasoned, let's say, and so he didn't want any part of it. And Bobby Daly's all-time hits leader in this league, but I don't think he has the stuff to get people out consistently in this league anymore, sadly. And they left Joey out there because, you know, it's a 110 inning season, so Joey did what he could, but he got mangled, and that's that, as they wrote. You know what I mean? But the Dodgers, it's a fun team to play with. I certainly haven't hit my stride offensively, but I'm trying to do what I can, and it's fun to watch Johnny Costa and the Whiff Man and Trenary play, because it's the best team I've ever been on by far. So it's been a hoop. It's been a hoop.
Thanks, Bo.
Yeah.
After losing their first two of the season, the Brewers have won their last 4. Here's Ryan Patron breaking down the Brewers' 2 big wins over the Padres.
The Brewers sweep the Padres today. Take me through pitchers. Who was the pitching matchup in game one?
Game one, we had Connor Young up against Jordan Robles. Two, Connor's a newcomer, but he had a great week one and shut out the Padres game one. Jordan threw great as well. It was we won on total bases and extras. Game two, we saw Sean Ryan go up against Connor, and we just went to town. We hit everything. We walked in a handful of runs as well, and then I believe we mercied 11-1 right there in the fourth or fifth inning. it was tight to start off the game, and then in the middle, we kind of just ran away with it. And then right there, I hit a home run, and we walked it off.
Oh, it was your home run?
Yeah, it was my.
You finished it.
Yeah, 3-run homer, and we walked off mercy style, but still, it's a walk-off.
So you got to be feeling good. The Brewers got to be feeling good now, especially after what they've been through the last couple of years.
I mean, so far, I've been traded around, and then landing on the Brewers last year, we caught fire. Jay and I were really excited coming to this year with Gerard and Connor. And then now we were in the power rankings, we were 9th, and we just beat the team that was ranked 1st. So it'll look a little different this upcoming week.
Yeah, the Dodgers will be in 1st.
Yeah, it's always possible.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
The D-backs and Expos split. In the first game of the series, Garrett Torres held the Expos scoreless. He tells us how he did it.
Garrett Torres. Garrett, talk to me about your first game today.
Game one against the Expos, I pitched. I finally threw a shutout for the first time in about 5 years. But they were on me all game. It was a lot of mixing up spots and a little bit of speeds here and there. But they were very, very, very formidable lineup.
Right. What was the score?
It was 1-0. We loaded the bases on singles in the second or third inning, and then the run was pushed across by a walk. And that was all we needed.
Excellent. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.
Going into the second game, the Expos had fallen to 1-4. They needed a win in the worst way. Phil Frisello breaks down the game.
Phil, tell me about that awesome game that I just watched.
It was 2-0 going into the bottom of the fourth. And we strung together a couple of hits. Ty and Kenny came alive, and they are just unstoppable when they do things like that. So
it was a two-run double by Ty, right?
Ty, two-run double by Ty, and then a double by Kenny in the following at bat to score that run. That was at second. And made it 3-2, went into the top of the fifth 3-2, and Kenny made an unbelievable diving catch. That was one of the best plays I've ever seen. Amazing.
It was awesome.
To end the game. Can't believe what I saw.
You guys needed that.
Well, that was a big one. That's why it got a little loud. It got a little loud, you know?
And it should.
Yeah.
It should. It was a good game.
We try to bring the intensity, so it got a little loud, but you know what? We got to build on that. I said that last week, but now we really got to build on that.
You needed that win. Good job.
It was a big one. Thanks, Brett.
The Cardinals are the team to keep an eye on. With wins over the White Sox and Mariners, they move into fourth place at 4-2. Here's what happened on Sunday.
I'm here with Cardinals owner Chris Morse. Chris, tell me what went on today with the Cardinals.
We swept today, Brett. First game, we played the White Sox, and started out a little slow, but the bats came alive in the third or the fourth inning. And Norris was a star there, had 2 home runs, and really put things out of reach. Second game, Dave Wegerson, he's lights out, 1 walk, 5 innings, no hitter. Starting to get a little roll.
I guess so.
Hopefully.
You know who you got up next?
I think we got the Brewers, and they're on a roll as well. So it should be
interesting.
Good in 2 weeks.
That'll be a good matchup. You think you have the full squad?
I don't know. I'm trying to convince them to skip yard to come here. So we'll have
that's
to see.
Right.
We'll have to see what happens.
That's right. I forgot about that. All right. So well, thanks for talking to me, Chris.
Yeah, no problem, Brett.
And last but not least, the Mariners bounce back with a convincing 13-1 win over the White Sox. Matt Fleeser talks about the win, and Scott Fleeser's return to the carpet.
Matt, tell me about your game with the White Sox today.
It was hard-fought early. White Sox hung in there. We put up one in the second inning, a home run. Then we opened it up. They got one in the fourth after we put up 6 or 7. So it was early on.
There was a game early on.
Yeah, we loaded them in the first, didn't score. That was frustrating. And then we got to him in the second, but John hit into a double play and didn't score in the second. And then I think I homered. So took the pressure off Scott.
Oh, so you guys got what, third inning?
You got one early. It was either the second or the third. I don't remember.
And what was your home run?
Just flipped it to right field.
Solo?
Yeah.
All right. And then what'd you think about the return to Scott?
He pitched good. I pitched the contact. He wasn't throwing as hard as he could. It's tough coming back, though. I did the same thing, and he's about on the same schedule that I was when I started throwing. but you just don't feel the same, and you have apprehension, and you just, it's tough getting out there.
Very cool. Hey, thanks.
No problem.
There you have it. Week 3 in the Palisades WBL. We will be back Sunday, June 4th. Check out our Instagram for video from Sunday's games. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news and who's up next on the Palisades WBL Game of the Week. For Bumpy Martinez, I'm Brett Bevilacqua, and thanks for tuning in.